Chapter 6. Inspector Neil was still holding the message when he heard a car drive up. Mary Dove said,
"That will be Mrs. Fortescue now."
As Inspector Neil moved forwards to the front door, he saw Mary Dove disappear. The car was a Rolls-Bentley sports model. Two people came towards the house as Neil opened the front door. Surprised, Adele Fortescue stared at Inspector Neil, who realized at once that Adele Fortescue spoke and moved and breathed sex appeal. He then looked at the man behind her who was carrying her golf clubs. He knew the type very well. They made their living from the young wives of rich elderly men.
"Mrs. Fortescue, I am Inspector Neil. I'm afraid I have bad news for you. Your husband became seriously ill this morning. We've been trying to contact you since 11:30. He was taken to St. Jude's, and I'm afraid you must prepare yourself for a shock."
"You don't mean he's dead?"
She fell forward a little and held onto his arm, and the inspector took her into the hall. Crump was there.
"She'll be needing brandy," he said.
The deep voice of Mr. Dubois said,
"That's right, Crump. Get the brandy."
To the inspector he said,
"In here."
He opened the sitting room door, and Adele Fortescue sat down on a chair, her eyes covered with her hand. She accepted the glass that the inspector offered a minute later and drank a tiny amount, then pushed it away.
"I don't want it. Tell me, what was it? A stroke, I suppose? Poor Rex."
"It wasn't a stroke. I'm afraid we need to find out as soon as possible exactly what Mr. Fortescue had to eat or drink before he left for the office this morning."
"Do you mean he might have been poisoned? I can't believe it. Oh, you mean food poisoning?"
His face showing nothing, Inspector Neil said,
"Madam, what did you think I meant?"
She ignored that question, as Dubois said, looking at his watch.
"I must go, Adele. I'm very, very sorry. You'll be all right, won't you?"
"Oh, Vivian, don't go,"
Adele Fortescue said.
"I'm really sorry, but I've got an important meeting. I'm staying at the Golf Hotel, by the way, Inspector, if you, want me for anything."
Inspector Neil nodded. Mr. Dubois was clearly running away from trouble. Adele Fortescue said,
"I expect it's the awful bacon we get. It's quite uneatable sometimes."
"We shall find out, Mrs. Fortescue. You've got a lot of yew trees round the house. Is it possible that some of the berries or leaves got mixed up in any food or drink?"
Adele put her hands to her head.
"I don't want to talk about it. I can't stand any more. Mr. Percival Fortescue will arrange everything. I can't. It isn't fair to ask me."
"There's just one thing, Mrs. Fortescue. There was a small amount of grain in your husband's pocket. Could you give me some explanation of that?"
She shook her head, puzzled.
"Would anyone have put it in there as a joke?"
"I don't see why it would be a joke."
She pulled out a handkerchief.
"It's so awful," she said. "Poor Rex. Poor dear Rex."
She began to cry as Inspector Neil watched her.
"It's been very sudden, I know," he said. "I'll send someone in to you."
He went towards the door and paused for a moment before looking back. Adele Fortescue still held the handkerchief to her eyes. The ends of it hung down, but did not quite hide her mouth. On her lips was a very small smile.